This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is talking about one brother over the other. I've had cases in the recent past, at least two husband and wife cases, where the husband is doing something wrong, haram, flirting, or maybe complete zina. In one case, probably complete zina, the other one flirting for sure. And he wants his wife to tolerate it. And she's saying, you know, she obviously wants to keep the marriage together, but he wants it that, both cases, he wants it that she doesn't say anything to him. She agrees with him. Does mudahanat, essentially, right? Doesn't say anything to him. He's willing to lose his kids over it. This is just the passion of the nafs. Overwhelming one to such a degree that they're not thinking straight. He will regret it 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, after he's had his pleasure, he's grown a bit older. And ajeeb thing is that this is all happening in midlife, when you get to 40. I call this midlife crisis. I told the woman this, I told the sister, I said, this is a midlife crisis. Do we believe that in Islam? I said, it's got nothing to do with faith. It's just the way you feel. You've gone to half your life, and some people, they just feel that their life hasn't been successful. They haven't had fun. So now they're looking for some weird fun, so they start acting like children. I'm not joking. This is an ajeeb age. You have to be careful when you're 40. You're supposed to mentally mature. But if you're wrong and you just don't have the guidance, you will fall off. And you'll do some crazy things, and some people have lost their family. This is the case, this is the time when people will divorce their spouse if they've had sometimes people will bear it. They've got problems with their spouse, right? Genuine problems sometimes. It's when they get to this midlife age that they will finally have enough courage to take the step of divorce, whether that's from the wife or the husband. This is a very critical age. Well, what do other people do in this age? Well, some people, they go and buy a motorbike. Have fun. Some people, they want to start traveling. I don't know. Some people, they want to maybe start smoking. Just different things. You need something different at this time. I don't know if any of you have experienced this who are that age. But if your focus is Allah, then this is the age when you'll get closer to Allah. It's ajeeb. This is the age when you'll be in spiritual crisis if you don't think you're good enough with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Imam Ghazali mentions that if anybody's virtue and good does not overcome his evil by the age of 40, then he has less chance afterwards. Because he has a possibility at the age of 40 to... When I say 40, I don't mean bang on dot age 40, like, you know. It's around that. And remember, you become 40 in Islam before you become 40 in a Gregorian sense. When you're about 30, 39, you'll start feeling this. It's that period. If you get past this, mashallah. But it's a time when you should use it to get closer to Allah. Spiritual crisis. Find somebody to help you. Read dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most powerful du'as that... There's two du'as that I always like to make, right? That I found to be extremely useful. One, Allahumma arzuqna hubbak, wa hubba man yanfa'una hubbuhu indak. Oh Allah, grant us your love, and the love of those whose love will benefit us by you. Which means good company. This is, subhanAllah, it has helped me. It's a very powerful dua. It's a very important dua. If somebody asks, you know, I hate this question, what's your favorite hadith? What's your favorite Quranic verse? You know, some people, they kind of reduce it down to that. I don't like that idea. But if somebody asks me, what's your favorite dua? This is one of them. And the other one is, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Our Lord, grant us from our spouses those that gladden our eyes. And from our children. So wife can make it for husband. Husband can make it for wife. It says, azwaj, wives, whatever, right? Whatever the connotations, and from our children, from our progeny. Progeny is until the day of judgment. So if we don't even see our progeny beyond the second generation, on the day of judgment, inshallah, when we get up, we'll have these thousands of people, maybe millions of progeny. Who knows? That will gladden our eyes, because Allah would have accepted them for something. So wonderful. Those two are very powerful du'as, I believe. One for yourself and one for your children. It's all about istiqamah, isn't it? It's all about steadfastness in this world. It's all about negotiating the problems in this world. That's our biggest challenge. That is our challenge. Because it's a matter of tawfiq. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just has to remove His assistance, His care, His attention. And then a person will naturally just incline towards the dunya. And that's essentially one meaning of idlal, which means khidlan. Idlal means to leave somebody to stray. Khidlan, essentially what it is to forsake. When he forsakes them, removes his mercy from them, removes his attention from them, then they are naturally going to just sway towards the dunya, because that is the human shahwa. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ وَالذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ مِنَ الْفِضَّةِ and وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. And all of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions as challenges for us. So those two du'as, very important. So this midlife crisis, it's just a natural experience that people have, right? Not everybody has to have it. You might not feel it, right? You may not experience it. But if you do see yourself acting weird at the age of 40, around that age, or you want to do something radical, maybe these words may help. I don't know. I'm hoping. Because sometimes a person doesn't know what they're doing. And after dealing with a lot of people for many years, I see that this age is that weird age. That's why I mentioned it spontaneously to this sister. And she says, is that Islamic even to think that way? It's a reality, it's a phenomenon. It's a reality, it's got nothing to do with an ideology or a religion. It's just the way people are. La ilaha illallah. Allah protect us. Allah help us.